morning, everyone. Excuse me. Okay, first thing is sound check. How are we doing?
Good.
Sound all right? Okay.
I don't hear much amplification back here.
Does it need more? I don't know.
It's on. It's on. I heard it.
I'm here now. Is that enough? Okay. Well, we're going to be continuing our study on the Christian's armor in the warfare that we have. So I'd like to have somebody volunteer to read Ephesians 6, verses 14 through 17. That's the specific armor that the scriptures describe for us, so we'll try to take a good deep dive into this. Ephesians 6, 14 through 17. Jerry?
Stand firm then, the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God.
Okay, thank you. Let's pray. Father, it is with incredible thanksgiving that we come to you this morning, just thankful for the great facilities that we have here, the comfort, the provisions, and just the fellowship that we have because of Christ. May you bless us. May you hide me so that I don't distort the Word of God. Just lift it up and make it clear. I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, some of this is going to be review. We're going to talk about the belt of truth. So if you look at the study sheet, the first question is, what is the first piece of armor that God has given to the believers? And the first piece is the one that is mentioned first. So what is it? The belt. And the belt is described by Paul, by the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul. It is the, obviously the belt is the latch around our waist, and that belt is described in the scriptures as being the truth. Would somebody look up John 8:44? This is we talked about Satan, the devil, and all of the history of that. We talked about that a few weeks ago, and we know who he is. But this John 8:44 kind of sums it up. Would somebody read John 8:44?
You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
He is a liar and the father of lies. And when it says the father of lies, that means that he is Let's try that again. Okay, so maybe my battery is failing.